I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2020 just began, and already it holds tremendous potential for Japan. Details in a moment, so stick around. And then young people are taking the lead role in churches across Eurasia. So let's get started. Usually we reserve the lead story of our broadcast for big news events, but today we're starting with something else, a ministry breakthrough. Japan was once called the graveyard of missionaries because it was so close to the gospel. Then the triple disaster of 2011 hit, and because so many Christian leaders invested in helping the nation recover, things changed. Asian Access's Joe Hanley says where pastors once hoped to baptize one new believer in a year,
these same leaders have set a longer-term vision to plant 50,000 churches in the country, which is really unheard of. Today, there's 8,000 churches in Japan, so to get to 50,000 would be astronomical. But the optimism is incredible.
A couple of things help that along. One, better collaboration between ministries. And two,
just a few months ago, Japan held the Rugby World Cup. And this coming summer, 2020, is the Summer Olympic Games and the Paralympics. And those present unique opportunities for the gospel.
2020 is all about momentum in Japan. It's a new era for the chrysanthemum throne, and it looks like it's going to be one for the throne of grace, too.
We just encourage the body of Christ to pray, come alongside, give, and come visit us.
From Japan, we'll zoom out to a global perspective. An estimated 98% of the world's 70 million deaf people don't know Christ. Reaching them is a monumental task, and Deaf Bible Society is making progress. Through an interpreter, Chief Programs Officer Aiden Burke says they're working with partners to get God's Word into more sign languages.
Right now, we have 30 languages that are accessible. Our goal is to hit 40 to 50 by the next calendar year.
There are more than 400 sign languages, and none of them have a complete Bible. Deaf Bible Society's progress may seem small compared to the overall need. However, each translation is a victory for that deaf community.
We're able to achieve 5 new languages. Four of the 5 languages was their first scripture translation. To us, that is a huge success. That is something that's not easy to do in regards to introducing first scriptures.
You can support Sign Language Bible Translation through Deaf Bible Society at missionnews.org.
The Josiah School of Translation is a pilot program. We launched that in August, but it's for our translation teams to actually gain experience. We see so many translation teams that will either have 2 to 4 weeks worth of training in 3 years. And we truly are trying to change that from 4 weeks to have a total of 6 months worth of training in 3 years.
And youth ministry in Slavic churches looks a bit different than it does in the Western church. Here in America, youth ministry can tend to look like a teen club for entertainment. If young people are involved in gospel outreach, the adults often do the planning and the youth go along for the ride. But Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says in churches across Eurasia, youth ministry covers teens and young adults, and they're not there to be entertained. Instead, young people consider themselves as active members of the church and seek out their own ministry opportunities. Mock gives an example of young people in a Russian church who heard about nearby villages that didn't know Jesus.
The young people actually went out to some of these villages and started picking up trash, started taking the time to walk around and be a blessing to people they have never met before. And the locals couldn't believe that someone that wasn't from their town was taking the time to make a difference. And that opened the door, and they began sharing the gospel with different people.
You can get details and more at missionnews.org.
Pray that God in advance begins to open up new avenues, whether it be to unreached villages, whether it be to orphanages. Pray for the youth to be active in taking the gospel to a lost and hurting world.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.